Good morning, sir. What is your name?
Wajidoki.
Okay, sir. We've been trying to find you. If you hold on, we'll see who's going to do this key.
That's
you. The owner of Ms. Rittenhouse will be conducting a hearing, sir. Just hold on.
Okay, now, Mr. Keith, you're one of those people that are in danger of calling you by the wrong name. So you have two first names for your name. So I apologize if I call you Mr. Lydell by accident. I apologize.
Okay.
You appeared before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the four allegations that are on your warrant. You signed a form on April 4th that notified you that the hearing would happen today. Do you remember signing that form?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And on that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire, at your expense, an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, or will you be representing yourself?
I'll be representing myself.
Okay. Well, it's not required to have an attorney, but it's your right. Okay, the members that are conducting this hearing today, you can see all five of us are here, and if you look to your right, down at that end of the screen, you see the Honorable Louis Quinones, next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Over to this side, and to my right, is the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be your panel chair today. Also with us in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Grady. And you can see Mr. Grady now. And Mr. Grady will represent the Department of Corrections and your parole officer to today's hearing. So, okay, so let me get this right. Mr. Keith and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Thank you. So, Mr. Keith, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. And in phase one, we determine if you violated the conditions of supervision. And then in phase two, we determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So it's kind of a two-part process. So for phase one, I'm going to read each one of these allegations to you. And as I read each one, I need you to tell me if it's true or false. And if you believe it's false, then we'll get information from Mr. Grady. And the board will be able to make a determination at that point. So do you understand the process?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. We'll go ahead and get started then with phase one. And the first allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 13L, as demonstrated by your failure to refrain from being alone with or have any form of contact with anyone under the age of 18 without a parent or guardian present and without parole authorization from your supervising parole officer on or about February 18th, 2018. Mr. Keith, is this true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay. The second allegation is that you were in violation of condition 14G, as demonstrated by your failure to remain within your specified inclusion zones or out of your specified exclusion zones, as directed by your supervising parole officer and abiding by any and all curfews imposed by your supervising parole officer on or about March 3rd, 2018. Mr. Keith, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, sir, thank you. And I apologize about your name. The third allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of alcohol on or about March 3rd, 2018, per your self-admission on March 5th, 2018. Mr. Keith, is this true or false?
That's true.
Okay. And then the last allegation is that you were in violation of condition 13L, which is demonstrated by your failure to refrain from being alone with or have any form of contact with anyone under the age of 18 without a parent or guardian present and without prior authorization from your supervising parole officer on or about March 3rd, 2018. Mr. Keith, is this true or false?
That is true.
That is true. Okay. Based on Mr. Keith's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways of company. Okay, so now Mr. Keith, I have just a little bit of paperwork. I want to do this right, so I'm sure you want that too. So that was seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Ms. Premier, Mr. Quinones, and I'm checking some more boxes here. Okay. All right, so now, Mr. Keith, we can move to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So before we get too far into that, I'm going to ask Mr. Grady to give us all some background information about your case. So just stay on the line. We'll be right back with you, sir. Mr. Grady.
Okay. Mr. Keith was released from DOC on January 11th of 2018. He was arrested on March 5th of 2018 by the board staff. He has limited charges. He's returned back to DOC on March 5th of 2018. He has a CSED of January 11th of 2019 that reflects zero abscond days. Current conviction, 2012, sexual conduct with a minor, 7 years, 6 months. 2012, aggravated DUI, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2003, sexual conduct with a minor, 5 years. He has two terms with DLC. His CEIR scores are 3-3, no health scores are 1, substance abuse scores are 3. He has no gang affiliation, no prior term of supervision. Disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrests, 2001, DUI, liquor, drug, vapor combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2002, DUI, liquor, drug, vapor combo, New Mexico, misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a community risk score, 2-2.
Mr. Grady, can I just ask you a question?
Sure.
So did you say in 2003 he had sexual contact with a minor and I thought he did some time for that?
5 years.
And you said that he had no prior...
Yeah, he might went to probation, not to us.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I can look it up and see.
Okay, no, that makes sense.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Reed. So back to Mr. Keith. It looks like you were released, but you had no approved placement right at first, but then eventually you were approved for the Budget Lodge on Black Canyon Highway in Phoenix?
That's correct.
Okay, how long did that take? Was that right away, or did you have to be homeless for a couple of days? Or?
No, that was right away.
Oh, good. Okay, so you didn't have to. Did you stay at the Budget Lodge the whole time you were out, sir?
Yes, I was just planning on staying there.
Okay.
That's
good. And it looks like you were employed two different places at Thermal Rock West in Chandler and also at Baker's Insulation in Chandler. Were you still working? Were you working at both of those, or did you work one and then the other, or how did that work out?
I was working the first one, and then I found the Baker's Insulation next. It worked out better.
Okay, so it was a better job. And what is that? Is that like construction materials, or what is that job?
Yeah, it's construction. Installing insulation.
Oh, okay.
Commercial buildings.
Okay, installation. Okay, gotcha. Okay, and let's see. You were referred for sex offender treatment, but you still hadn't started that. Was there a particular reason that you hadn't started it, or was it like a course that didn't start till a certain date?
Well, I was looking for a permanent address at the time,
okay.
And I wanted to get out of that motel room.
Okay.
And me and my fiance decided that we were just gonna live out of there, and I was gonna take care of that.
Okay, all right. And it looks like you were required to submit one urine specimen, which was normal and negative. That's a good thing. Had you had a problem at all with alcohol or drugs or in the past?
In the past.
So you have. Do you think you don't have that problem anymore, or what do you think?
I still have a problem with it, but I just need to work on it.
Okay, yeah, because one of these allegations is that you used alcohol. Of course, that's not permitted on community supervision. So you I'm sure you're aware of that.
Yes.
So what was going on in these couple of situations where you were near a school, it looks like? What was going on?
There was a powwow, Native American powwow that was happening that Saturday evening, and I thought I was telling myself to make a conscious decision just to go attend it. It's a ceremonial gathering for Natives,
right?
And I just wanted to go there and say my prayers and listen to the powwow songs and watch the the damage that happens.
Okay. And Director Parade Officer specifically told you to go there or not to go there, or did you talk to your parade officer about it?
No, I did not call him.
Okay, because they might have been able, the reason I'm asking is they might have been able to say, well, that'll be okay or that won't be okay, one or the other. Okay. You also, it looks like you were out past your curfew on March 3rd. At 9:37 p.m. is when you got back. What were you doing that night, sir?
Well, I went to, there's a corner store right down the block from those lives.
Uh-huh.
I went there and purchased some alcohol.
Okay, all right. All right, so I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Does anybody have a question for Mr. Johnson has a question for you.
So I'm just going to ask the powwow that you went to, how come you didn't put that in your weekly schedule that you had?
I didn't have a weekly schedule. I'm just on.
You're not on the
regular parole?
You're on regular parole?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't have you don't have a monitor.
No, I had my parole officer.
Okay.
Okay, is that Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to rush you.
No, there.
Okay, all right. So, any? Okay, sure.
So how do they know that you're out of your exclusion zone if you don't have a monitor?
Must have
The ankle monitor. Oh, is that what you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
I was thinking about like a surveillance officer.
Oh, no. So you don't have to do
it. Yes, yes,
so you don't have to do a weekly itinerary?
No. No, I just have the ankle monitor on. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I misunderstood the question then.
Okay, all right. Thank you, sir.
All right, sir. Mark, if there are no further questions from board members, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, Mr. Keith, and I just want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the board before we go into discussion and make a decision?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I've made a mistake, not confront my parole officer and let him know ahead of time about the activities I was doing, and that's, I just like to apologize for that.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The board is going to go into discussion. Mr. Keith, we do all our discussion right here, and we've not talked about your case before right now. So we want to have an opportunity to talk to you, and we do all of our discussion in public. So we'll go into discussion. We just ask that you stay on the phone there and just remain silent, and we'll be right back with you shortly.
Okay,
so the board's now in discussion. Mr. Keith is an individual who's serving his crime. It has to do with sex with a minor, and therefore he is restricted from being in areas where children might be, and he went to one of those places and did not get prior permission of his parole officer, who may have given it to him, maybe, if he had just asked. He also went out beyond curfew and then went down and bought beer, which is a violation of his conditions. I'm not seeing him at this point as a good candidate for community supervision for those reasons, but if other board members have anything to offer, I'm happy to listen.
I agree.
Okay, thank you. Then I'm going to make a motion based on information in warrant 2018-W0654, our discussion with Mr. Keith, information provided by Mr. Grady. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Keith was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by using alcohol while on supervision, being in an area where there were minor children, and also leaving his exclusion or his zone when, beyond curfew violation. And that's my motion.
Second.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Seconded by Mr. Johnson. Agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Moore, and Mr. Quinones. Back to Mr. Keith. You heard the board's discussion. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You're at this point scheduled to be released on or about January 11th of 2019. So in the interim, please take advantage of whatever programming is available there. I think you're at a place where they may even offer some programming that's appropriate for you. So thank you so much for participating in your hearing today and for being so polite and respectful. We always appreciate that. And sir, your hearing is concluded. And if you'd put the CO3 back on the phone, I saw him just go by there in the back, so just put it back on, we can conclude. Thank you so much, sir.
All right, thank you.
So,